You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for child care, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era Child Care Counts program winds down. Add $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. Despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin, or UW system, would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. It also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million would see an average cut of $180 per year, which is popular. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts. The legislature's budget committee meets at 9 a.m. today. The state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. After that, Evers has 10 business days to act on the plan. A law intended to help students read only received part of its intended funding from state legislators. Jimmy Cuska has more.
Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund.
Fireworks cause thousands of injuries each year. Lisa Hale has more.
Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals, but with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of five.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to nine tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. About 1.5 million people in the state will be hitting the road for the holiday, with most construction paused, but some projects will still be in progress. The DOT urges drivers to buckle up, slow down, and check the 511 website for real-time updates.
On Monday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held for the first time since 2018. The hunting season will be held from October 18th to November 9th. Interested hunters can apply for entry into a limited drawing lottery until August 1st. More info can be found on the DNR's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are losing Lopez. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA free agency. After seven seasons, including one NBA championship, Brook Lopez is leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The 37-year-old center has agreed to a two-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. While with the Bucks, Lopez improved his three-point shooting and leaves with the most blocked shots in franchise history, second only to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Three other players returning to the Bucks: shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $7.5 million, which doubles what he made last season in Milwaukee. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. agreeing to a two-year deal worth $10.5 million. And forward Taurean Prince also signing a two-year deal with the Bucks worth $7.1 million.
all three having next year as a player option. Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Mets in New York. Freddy Peralta on the mound against the Mets' Clay Holmes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. During a recent appearance at Fuel Fest, Vin Diesel said he recently spoke with a Universal executive who asked him if they could do another Fast and Furious film, to which the actor said yes, but on three conditions. The conditions were to return the filming to production-starved L.A., embrace the purity of street racing once again, and to have his buddy Paul Walker make an appearance in the film. Walker passed away in 2013 after a high-speed car crash at just 40 years old. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's $50 million wedding was the talk of the weekend, but the talk wasn't all good. Charlize Theron spoke during her fifth annual African outreach project in L.A. and said to the crowd, "I think we might be the only people not invited to the most talked about wedding," at which point the Mad Max Fury Road star said, "That's okay because they suck and we're cool." Two very different events, but a lot less collagen and steroids at Theron's event. It appears that Tom Cruise has saved his best stunts for last, or at least the last installment of what is supposed to be the Mission Impossible series finale, The Final Reckoning. Even though he broke his foot while shooting Mission Impossible Fallout, according to the Risky Business star, holding onto the wings of an airplane and flying around and dodging missiles underwater weren't even the most harrowing stunts from The Final Reckoning. The most punishment Cruise put his body through during filming was the burning parachute scene. If you haven't seen the film, yes, Cruise fell 6,000 feet with a parachute that was on fire and actually did the stunt for real, as usual. Cruise says every time he hit the ground, it was like a crash landing. Stunt coordinator Wade Eastwood says Cruise was so obsessed with getting the shot right, he actually hid the last burning parachute so they could not do the stunt again because he was worried about the actor's well-being. Unlike the actual actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a little fog hanging around for a while this morning. Overall, though, sunny today and pleasant. We'll get to 81 for a high, wind northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, we'll drop to around 61 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.